I'm Carol Hills. You're tuned to The World. More threats from North Korea, again. Pyongyang said today it's upgraded and restarted all of its atomic fuel plants. Whether North Korea ever shut them down isn't quite clear. But either way, today's statement renews fears that North Korea may be gearing up to make more nuclear weapons. So what does their current arsenal look like? Jeffrey Lewis says it's tough to tell. He's founder of the website Arms Control Wonk.
So we don't know. We're making a lot of estimates. We have some idea of how much plutonium they have. We don't have very much idea of how much highly enriched uranium they might have. The North Koreans like to say that they have developed miniaturized nuclear weapons, which probably means small enough to go on a missile. But there's an enormous debate about whether they can really do that or make those weapons that are reliable. So we just don't know, although I think most of us now are coming around the idea that they probably have some missiles with nuclear weapons.
I mean, what kind of weapons, what's the power of these weapons? Are we talking like a nuclear missile? Are we talking an Enola Gay style bomb you drop out of? What level are we talking about?
Traditionally, everybody assumed that you would build a giant Nagasaki-like nuclear weapon that you'd have to drop out of an airplane. But what happened was the North Koreans decided to go straight to a more compact device that they could put on a missile. Their first two tests were pretty disappointing in terms of the yield, but their last test was sort of that size, probably 10 kilotons or so, which would be, you know, plenty to destroy a city.
What's the international community supposed to do about it? It seems like this happens every 6 months or so.
Well, I think in the past we had this idea that North Korea would trade its nuclear weapons programs in exchange for better relations with the world. That was the premise of the Clinton administration's engagement in the 1990s, but that fell apart in the early 2000s for a variety of reasons. Since then, the North Koreans have gone from having a nuclear weapons program to actually having nuclear weapons, and so a lot of us are pretty concerned that it's one thing to ask somebody to trade away something they have not yet built, but it's a lot harder to get somebody to give up the weapons. So at this point, we've shifted into managing the problem, and a lot of us are pretty glum about prospects that we might actually get the North Koreans to give these things up.
So bottom line, are you worried about this recent announcement by North Korea?
I'm not worried in the sense that it seems to me the North Koreans are pretty steadily adding to their nuclear arsenal, so it's not anything that surprises me or changes how I think about the problem. But at a basic level, am I disturbed that a government like Kim Jong-un's has nuclear weapons? Yes.
What if you're sitting in Tokyo? Japan is always a whole lot more worried about what North Korea does with its nuclear arsenal than the U.S.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. The closer you are, the scarier it is. One of the big challenges, though, is this question of whether or not negotiations can really effectively manage the problem. It does seem that there's some precedent for dealing with the problems through negotiations, but that ultimately leads to this question of, it's a really unpleasant government, and do you want to deal with them? And I think that's one of the reasons we see this kind of push and pull in Western policy. We definitely want to manage the problem. We definitely see the security threat. We definitely know we have to talk to them. But then they do this whole range of things, whether it's planting landmines in the DMZ or back in the 1970s when they were kidnapping Japanese citizens, that make them a really unpalatable group of people to talk to.
Jeffrey Lewis is the founder of the website Arms Control Wonk. Thanks, Jeffrey.
My pleasure.